It's 211, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. President Biden will make history this week in relation to the United Auto Workers Union strike.
Head of the UAW, Sean Fain, says President Biden should join the striking workers.
We invite and encourage everyone who supports our cause to join us on the picket line, from our friends and families all the way up to the President of the United States.
The president took him up on that offer. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tells CBS's Face the Nation she's impressed.
We have never seen in modern history a president show up to a picket line like this.
The president will join the picket lines Tuesday in Detroit. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Another big strike of the Writers Guild could soon be resolved. KCAL TV's Lori Perez.
Hollywood insiders are cautiously optimistic the WGA's strike could finally be resolved this weekend. There are definitely signs of progress. The 4 days of talks, the studio heads being present on most of those days. Writers have been holding their ground over three main issues: residuals, staffing in writers' rooms, and the use of artificial intelligence. Meanwhile, the actors are still on strike. Experts say a deal between the writers and the studios could help end that as well.
The government could shut down next week if Congress can't agree on funding. Democratic Arizona Senator Mark Kelly spoke to CBS's Face the Nation about the possible disruptions.
The growth of our economy is affected. It's going to affect our air traffic control system. If you're going to travel over the holidays and there's a government shutdown, I mean, that's going to impact you. Kids don't get meals when there's government shutdown. The military doesn't get paid.
There are more calls for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to step down after he was charged with bribery. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez also on Face the Nation.
I do believe that it is in the best interests for Senator Menendez to resign in this moment.
Samples of an asteroid are safely back on Earth after a very long journey. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood explains.
The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft was launched in 2016 on a billion-dollar mission to an asteroid named Bennu. The spacecraft collected samples from the asteroid's surface in 2020, and those fragments date back to the origin of the solar system 4.5 billion years ago.
And we now know the performer taking center stage for next year's Super Bowl halftime show. It's Grammy-winning artist Usher. Super Bowl 58 will be held in Las Vegas for the first time in Nevada on February 11th. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. Oh, thank you. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of hospitalization from RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 66. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows level off around 56. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 70. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Bases the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Bases the Music will be...
Hey, that's what you get with polka music, and that's what you're going to hear right here on the new WFHR FM 97.5, the old AM 1320, and it's Tim the Polka Guy keeping you company with the Sunshine Polka Party, keeping you going here. Lots of more good tunes on the way today. Glad you could join us. I'm just looking for my next selection, and I think I have it queued up here. Mm-hmm. So without further ado, let's get back into some more good music. Oh, that was Let the Sunshine In Polka, and we've got Gary, I can't even talk here, Gary's cousin, coming up next year, Brian's Mississippi Valley Dutchman, and they're going to sing for us here the old Broken Down Merry-Go-Round. Let's try that again here.
Of a pair. to smile. Things sure look rosy for someone and me. Some Sunday morning you'll see.
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
The Republicans are on the wrong side of policy, on the wrong side of the people.
Wrong side of history.
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Your host, Tim Hobbelt, spinning the records here for you today. Hope you're enjoying. We've got a tune here, My Favorite Dish, which is my favorite food. Pierogies, maybe? Yeah, maybe. Let's see what they have to say, shall we?
Which pierogies are the best in the world? Very good. All right, here we go. My favorite dish is Mrs. D's pierogi.
We'll be right back. My Favorite Dish is the name of the tune. We now call on John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman to play for us the Budweiser Polka. And I'll probably get out there and have a beer this morning. Nah, too early. Too early for me. Let's see. How about we'll send this out to the Getzloff Farm. Getzy likes this tune from John Check. So let's give her a spin here, shall we?
Take me, ooh la la. hats if I had, I can't remember when. I'll never be the same, don't even know her name. I guess I'll call my Cajun polka queen.
John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman for you there. And let's play a big band number by him right now, shall we?
Thank you.
1420 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back with more of the Polka Party. Right here with your host, Tim Howbolt, the Polka Guy. And we have the Polka Quads along with the Bill Bevick Orchestra. They're going to play us a beautiful waltz here, the Waltz of the Wind. And enjoy. We'll make it a twin spin. We'll do this Croatian polka magic right after, but Waltz of the Wind.
Thank you. swoje mać i chcę. Twoja Jamajka spawa ci. Twoja Jamajka spawa ci. Twoja Jamajka spawa ci. Ja czuję te draga jubiti. Tulipan jogowan, tu są świta dwa. Tebe draga zaboravit neću nikad ja. Tulipan jogowan, tu są świta dwa. Volilo se dvoje mladi ko dva pojuba.
Thank you. friend, she calls me honey. We go to taverns to spend her money. Moya Chulida, Moya Chulida, Moya Chulida, she's the one for me. I take her walking, she does the talking. She is my honey, she's got my checkbook. Moya Chulida, Moya Chulida, Moya Chulida, she's the one for me. Girlfriend, she calls me honey. We go to taverns to spend her money. Moya Chulida, Moya Chulida, Moya Chulida, she's the one for me. I take her walking, she does the talking. She is my honey, she's got my money. Moya Chulida, Moya Chulida, Moya Chulida, she's the one for me.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to our final segment of the Polka Party. Yeah, we have about 6 minutes or so left in the program. Probably get two tunes in here yet for you. And go back with the Dave Hoppe Band. We just heard a tune from him. And I'm going to spin another one here. I'm going to do the, what was it here? Now I lost it. The Red Raven Polka. I love the polka. And I like, he changed the lyrics a little bit. So let's give her a spin, shall we?
I went to a dance one night, it was like a dream. There I met a girl so sweet and charming like a queen. She had eyes, she had blonde hair, I could plainly see. When I asked her for an dance, she smiled and walked away. Hey, everybody sing now.
When I'm dancing with my sweetie, I will always love her, and I know we'll never part.
Spell it with a P, please.
We'll still be dancing.
to the dance one night. It was like a dream. There I met a girl so sweet and charming like a queen. She had blonde hair and big boobs I could plainly see. When I asked her for a dance, she smiled and danced with Dave.
Hey!
I love to polka when I'm dancing with my sweetie. I will always love her, and I know we'll never part.
Spell out with a P, please.
Dansky polka with the sweetie that I love so, oh, oh. Doing that Marianne Lacer polka with the sweetie that I love so.
Walter Ostenick taking us out of the program today with Things I'll Always Remember. Thanks so much for tuning in. Do this again next Saturday, same time, right here on the AM 1320 FM 97.5. Have a great weekend, everybody. Drive safe.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's